Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in this lesson, we're continuing to look at por and para, in particular, concentrating on para this time. We'll also take a look at the personal a, another peculiarity of the Spanish language. I hope you enjoy the lesson. In last week's lesson, we learned about the use of para for destinations. So, este regalo es para ti. And another use of para is purpose. So, I said earlier, estoy aquí para ayudarte. I am here in order to help you. Para ayudarte.
Para ayudarte.
So, that's the te going on the end of the infinitive. Ayudar, to help. Te going on the end. Estoy aquí para ayudarte.
Estoy aquí para ayudarte.
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 Okay, and then you said estoy aquí o estoy lista para aprender español.
Estoy aquí para aprender español.
Which you've maybe said once or twice, in fact, maybe 62 times. Yeah? Estoy aquí para aprender español. The purpose of you being here is in order to learn Spanish. Estoy aquí para aprender español.
Estoy aquí para aprender español.
So, I am here to help you. Estoy aquí para ayudarte.
Y estoy aquí para aprender español.
Perfecto. Okay, let's get back to the topic of the fiesta. Okay, why might you go to a party? Well, let's think of the purpose of going to a party. The purpose of going to a party may be para ver a tus amigos.
To see your friends?
Yeah. Para ver a tus amigos.
Para ver a tus amigos.
Now, para ver, in order to see, ver the infinitive, to see, a tus amigos. There's an a in there, and it's quite difficult to understand why it's there, because tus amigos is obviously your friends. This a tus amigos is called the personal a, and we're going to come back to it in a later lesson. For the time being, if you're doing something in order to see your friends, for example, then you just need to include this a. Para ver a tus amigos.
Para ver a tus amigos.
Okay. Basically, it's because the object of the sentence is a person and you need to put the personal a in. But don't worry about that just now. We'll come back to it later. So, you might go to a party. Voy a la fiesta para ver a mis amigos. Cara, can you see that?
Voy a una fiesta para ver a mis amigos.
Muy bien. What other reasons might you go to a party for?
To eat and drink.
Okay. Para, well, you can say that.
Para comer y para beber.
Para comer y beber. Or para comer y para beber. So para plus an infinitive in each time. In order to eat. In order to drink. What about in order to dance?
Para bailar.
Para bailar.
Para bailar.
Okay. Last time we had to celebrate.
Para celebrar.
Yeah, or indeed celebrar in Latin America. That's another word that we used way back in lesson 10 to celebrate. Cara, can you remember what that word was?
Para festejar.
Muy bien. Para festejar. That was back in our little Christmas song, the Navidad, Navidad, hay que festejar, or something like that. Festejar, to celebrate, or celebrar. Okay, so para plus an infinitive in each of these cases. What about to give a present to my friend?
Para dar un regalo a mi amigo.
Muy bien. Para dar un regalo a mi amigo. Para dar un regalo a mi amigo.
Para dar un regalo a mi amigo.
Perfecto. Okay, let's think of something else. To get to know new friends. To meet new people. To meet new friends. Now, to get to know or to know, there are two words in Spanish for to know. Can you remember what they are?
Saber and conocer.
Yeah, saber and conocer. All the infinitives always are stressed on that last syllable. So it's saber, conocer.
Saber, conocer.
Yeah, these are two words meaning to know. Saber is used when you know something, you know a fact, okay? And conocer is used to know a person. So in this case, we're going to be using conocer, and it can also mean to get to know. So you can say, para conocer a nuevos amigos.
Para conocer a nuevos amigos.
Yeah, and there's that funny a in there again. Para conocer a nuevos amigos, because the object is a person, in this case, nuevos amigos. Again, we'll come back to that, don't worry. It's the same as para ver a mis amigos. So, I am going to the fiesta, voy a la fiesta para conocer a nuevos amigos.
Voy a la fiesta para conocer a nuevos amigos.
Okay. I'm going to ask you now, why are you going to the party? ¿Por qué vas a la fiesta? So, Cara, can you just repeat that question? ¿Por qué vas a la fiesta?
¿Por qué vas a la fiesta?
So, what does por qué mean?
Why?
Yeah, and it's two separate words. ¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
Okay, so por literally means?
For.
And qué?
What?
So, for what are you going to the party? Why are you going to the party? Now, this is where it gets a little complicated, because an answer to that could be, for example, voy a la fiesta porque quiero ver a mi amigo. Okay, so think carefully about that, and we're going to translate it literally. Voy a la fiesta.
I'm going to the party.
¿Por qué?
Because.
Quiero ver a mi amigo.
I want to see my friend.
Yeah. What does por qué mean?
It means because.
Yeah, so por qué means?
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because.
So, por qué, when it's two words, means why, and por qué, when it's one word, means because. That's okay, yeah, makes sense? Yep. Okay, now, listen carefully to this question. ¿Para qué vas a la fiesta?
¿Para qué vas a la fiesta?
Yeah. See this, para. It means why, but in a slightly different sense. It means for what reason, okay? Why are you going to the party? What is the reason that you're going to the party for? You're going to the party in order to do what, okay? So the only way to answer it would be voy a la fiesta para, plus an infinitive. So voy a la fiesta para comer, para bailar, para celebrar, and so on. So, ¿por qué? Needs a reason. And para qué is simply asking what the purpose of your going to the party is. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. I don't want to complicate things by dwelling on this, so we'll leave it there, but just remember that para is used for purpose. Okay, so what is the purpose? And to translate para as in order to will help you remember that purpose use of para. Okay?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Sí.
¿Entendido?
Sí.
Ya veremos. Okay, we're going to move on and talk about a particular verb that's used in connection with parties and gifts and so on. I said last week that we could say dar un regalo a alguien, so to give a present to someone. But there is another verb that's very, very common in Spanish, and that is regalar.
Regalar.
And that's quite an efficient word, because regalar means to give a gift or to give a present. Okay, so regalar is conjugated like any other AR verb. It's a regular AR verb. So it's regalo, regalas, regala, regalamos, regaláis, regalan.
Regalo, regalas, regala, regalamos, regaláis, Regalan.
Muy bien. Okay. So, in this sense, if I said, ¿qué me regalas? I would be saying, what are you giving me as a gift? ¿Qué me regalas?
Nada.
Gracias. Gracias por nada. Thanks very much for nothing. Okay, so, ¿qué me regalas? What are you getting me for my birthday? Or, ¿qué me regalas para mi cumpleaños? Or whatever. Now, let's turn this around and talk about the past, okay? If you want to say, I got something for my birthday, then you would say, me regalaron, in the preterite, me regalaron.
Me regalaron.
Okay, so literally, that means they gave to me. And when you're using this they in Spanish, it's quite often used in the sense that you're not specifying who you're talking about. So, me regalaron un libro. So, I got a book. Literally, they gave to me a book. But you're not being specific as to who the they is, if that makes sense. If you were to be specific, then you could say something like, mi madre me regaló.
Mi madre me regaló.
So, mi madre me regaló un libro.
Mi madre me regaló un libro.
Y, por ejemplo, ¿qué te regaló tu padre?
Mi padre me regaló un CD.
Perfecto. Mi padre me regaló un CD. Mi madre me regaló un libro. Mis amigos me
regalaron.
Sí, mis amigos me regalaron una pulsera.
Mis amigos me regalaron una pulsera.
Sí, porque tú le regalaste a tu amiga una pulsera, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Okay, so in the preterite, regalé, regalaste, regaló. Regalamos, regalasteis, regalaron.
Regalé, regalaste, regaló. Regalamos, regalasteis, regalaron.
Muy bien. Regalaron.
Regalaron.
Muy bien. Okay, if you were giving a present to someone and you wanted to say happy birthday, then in Spanish you say it exactly the same way. You say happy, which in this case is feliz.
Feliz.
Or in Latin America, feliz.
Feliz.
And the word for birthday, which we learned last week, was?
Cumpleaños.
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 Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Or feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Now, if you were singing happy birthday, yes, you know what's coming. If you were singing happy birthday, then you change it around and you say cumpleaños feliz.
Cumpleaños feliz.
And you say that twice. Cumpleaños feliz. Cumpleaños feliz.
Cumpleaños feliz. Cumpleaños feliz.
And then te deseamos todos. That's te deseamos. Desear means to wish. So to you, we wish, and todos, we all wish. Te deseamos todos cumpleaños feliz.
Cumpleaños feliz.
So to sing the song, you would sing cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz. Te deseamos todos cumpleaños feliz. I don't think we'll pain you with any more singing. Now, when talking about birthdays, you can also add in que cumplas muchos más.
Que cumplas muchos más.
Yeah. Now, it's quite a tricky construction grammatically because it's actually using the subjunctive, but we'll not go there just now. But it means may you reach many more. May you have many more. Okay. So, may you have many more birthdays.
Like many happy returns.
Yeah, exactly. So, que cumplas muchos más.
Que cumplas muchos más.
Okay. Now, I really think it would only be right if we sang happy birthday one more time before we finish this particular programme. And hopefully, if it's your birthday today out there and our listeners, then this will be specially for you. Okay? So here goes. You're going to sing nice and loudly, Cara, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
Cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz, te deseamos todos cumpleaños feliz.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.